Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Bernie Marino is looking out for himself, not us.
Marino is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Marino has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination.
One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask New People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Pete Mundo on Heartland College Sports. Great to have you here. Thanks for joining us as a part of the show. So conference expansion is happening again. Yes, believe it or not, conference expansion is happening again. Who is it? What's going on? Well, we've got teams moving to the Pac-12. By the way, make sure you hit that subscribe button on the show. That way you never miss an episode here at HeartlandCollegeSports.com. We are grateful for you and your time as we talk about what's going on here. So let's get to it. Pac-12 is adding Boise State, Colorado State, Fresno State, San Diego State, all going to the Pac-12 effective July 1 of 2026. Can you believe it? That is happening very soon. And it came in the overnight hours of Wednesday into Thursday. Brett McMurphy had it first, and then the Pac-12 added these teams in an official statement on Thursday morning. And it's weird to see the Pac-12 logo with six teams under it, but that's the world that we live in today. So McMurphy reported that the Mountain West is going to get $111 million in exit fees. So basically what happened is the Pac-2, Oregon State, Washington State, had all this money from teams fleeing, and they basically bought out the Mountain West to recreate the Pac-12. Now, they've got to get a couple of more schools in here, to be very clear. They've got to add two more schools to reach the 8-school minimum to qualify as an FBS conference. But I imagine they're going to do it, and it probably won't be all that difficult since they're buying out these teams. The question is who, and the question is when. But it makes sense for everybody, right? I mean, because everybody wants to get to that next level. So whether it is Fresno State, whether it's Boise State, that was obviously a hot commodity 10, 15, 20 years ago. Colorado State is, I would call it a sleeping giant at the lower level. I mean, there's no reason Colorado State can't be on par with Colorado, to be honest. And then San Diego State, we know what they've done historically in basketball, and even football has obviously had its positives over the years. So I think in part what's going on here is these schools want to be part of the Big 12. We know that Oregon State and Washington State would love to be part of the Big 12. The Big 12 just has been more interested in going east than west. But you look at all the expansion rumors over the last couple of years since Yormark came in here, and San Diego State at one point was in the conversation. Like, it wasn't a heavy conversation, but it was in the conversation. You've got Boise State in the mix. Colorado State is obviously a school that wants to improve its sports culture, and the aforementioned Fresno State as well. I mean, Boise State wants to get back to the place where they were 10, 15 years ago in football. They just haven't really been able to get back to that point with any kind of consistency. I mean, it really becomes a place for a good head coach to stop. That's what it becomes. A place for a good head coach to stop for a couple of years, get his chops, and move on. So at least it was for, obviously, Chris Peterson and Brian Harsin. And, you know, it was that job for quite a long time. It was. Now, it didn't work out for Harsin, but neither here nor there. That is what it is. So this makes sense for everybody when it comes to where this league goes from here. For the Big 12, the implications are more long-term. If this move is made, or when it's made, and it will be made by 2026 is what the announcement is, then how does the Big 12 capitalize on it? What does that ultimately end up looking like for the Big 12 conference? If Boise State starts dominating this new Pac-12 in football, does Boise State suddenly become a hot commodity? It's entirely possible. Think about the Big 12 schools they've added, especially from the lower levels. Cincinnati is attractive, yes, because it's Ohio, big football market. But also, Cincinnati having the success it had under Luke Fickell made it really appealing. Getting to the college football playoff a couple of years ago and the whole thing, right? Houston has been a job that has also been a place in recent years that you have seen coaches come and then get big-time jobs after that. Most recently, I think of a guy like Tom Herman. Heck, you had Dana Holgorsen leave a Power 5 job to go to Houston. Now, he totally bombed out. I could have told you that would have happened. But, you know, whether it was Art Briles, whether it was Kevin Sumlin, whether it was Tom Herman, these guys got big-time gigs by going through Houston. So it resulted in Houston getting, of course, the Big 12 invite. TCU, even going back 10-plus years now, the success of Gary Patterson is what put TCU on the map. TCU is not in the Power Conference without Gary Patterson. We all know that. And same thing for UCF, right? You look at UCF and you saw the success that they had over the last, you know, 10 years in particular from, geez, go to George O'Leary, right? To Scott Frost, to Josh Heupel. And that leads to UCF being in a position after a decade to get an invite to the Power Four. UCF, had it been 20 years ago, is not getting an invite to a major power conference. They were not really a football school. They didn't have a ton going for them for a lot of years. So this stuff matters. It's a no-brainer for everybody involved. And if Washington State and Oregon State came to the realization that, listen, we're not going to get the Power Conference invite, then you just got to move on. Eventually, you just have to say, you know what? It's not happening for me. And it's not happening for this program. Therefore, what do we have to do? Well, we've got to basically put ourselves in a position where we rebuild this thing. We've got a ton of cash on hand, and we are going to try to rebuild the Pac-12. Now, whether or not we're going to consider it a power conference remains to be seen. How much money is actually going to be in there for a new television contract when it's the glorified Mountain West? I don't know. Let's see who else they can actually end up getting. But they are all going to be looking for a Big 12 invite at some point. And it makes sense for them to say, you know what, let's take our chances here. We're not even taking a chance. Let's just do this, try to succeed, and then maybe in 3, 4, 5 years, we're in a spot to get that invite to the next level. So why the heck not? But for the Big 12, they still are looking much more to the east than they are to the west. Brett Yormark has his eyes on penetrating the New York media market. He thinks he can do that through UConn basketball. But the Big 12 announced last week they are pausing any conversations with UConn. He still needs to get buy-in from some of the big power players in the Big 12. So that's why he's just got that at a place right now where he's thrown out the line. He's got to sell everybody and then work it from there and see how it ultimately ends up playing out. But that's how Brett Yormark seems to be handling this right now. And then, of course, also waiting on the SEC. which makes all the sense in the world. Or the ACC, excuse me. Wait on the ACC. See what happens with Florida State and Clemson. They're your big whales that if you can get your hands on them, that would be absolutely fantastic. And away you go. That's why it makes a lot of sense for the Big 12. They're in a position of power. The Big 12 is not in a place of desperation. The Big 12 is in a place where they are able to go out there and cherry pick a little bit. The ACC is the one that's on the rails right now. The ACC is in an impossible spot. Their two biggest brands, at least when it comes to football, won out. And football is king, so yes, they are the two biggest brands in Florida State and Clemson, despite the fact that they have stunk this year on the football field. You wait to see what happens there before you make any other move. You do not sit there and say to yourself, you know what, I am just going to force myself to expand for the sake of expansion. Your Mark thinks the UConn thing is a very strategic move, and I don't think he's wrong, but I also have never been of the belief that he's got to force it right now. UConn will be there. UConn is not going to be a school that jumps to the ACC right away just for the sake of it. Why would they? They don't have to. So that's where I look at this and I say, let's hang on. Let's pump the brakes. Let's wait a second here and let's just take this step by step and then figure out the best move for everybody involved after we spend some time trying to figure out what our teams want, what the conference as a whole wants, what our television partners want, and how we counteract what the SEC and the Big Ten are doing. Time is on the side of the Big 12 conference right now, and that I firmly believe. And for many Big 12 fans, they're not used to it. They have no memory of being in a position of power and having actually some leverage, but this conference does have some leverage right now, and they got to realize they have some leverage right now. So hang tight. Let's see how it all plays out, and it is going to be a...
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Men, when we leave the house, it's phone, wallet, keys, how's my hair look? But if you're experiencing hair loss, you may not be so confident when you step outside your door. It's time to get that confidence back and restore your hair with Hims. No man wants to lose his hair, but for men, it's actually quite common. And now with Hims, the solution is simple. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who got their flow back. Men, real talk. The only thing worse than losing your hair is waiting forever for it to grow back. That's why you need Hims, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple, with doctor-trusted treatment options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. They offer personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatment options, so you can find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to your door. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, so if you feel like you're losing a part of yourself with your hair loss, get Hims and get your confidence back. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's HIMS.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. HIMS.com/Hail Mary. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Make no mistake, Trump-backed Bernie Moreno is a MAGA mistake for black families in Ohio.
We're not going to replace racism in this country from decades ago with a new form of racism, which is what DEI is.
If Bernie Moreno is elected senator, he will support the MAGA playbook and implement the thinly disguised Racist Project 2025 agenda. That means ending diversity, equity, and inclusion programs that exist to correct the impacts of racism. MAGA extremists like Moreno believe programs that have helped our families are entitlement programs, but they have no problem giving their buddies a boost by passing more tax giveaways for rich folks like themselves. Black Americans like me have worked hard and persevered in fighting for a fair shot. We've come too far to let self-serving extremists like Bernie Moreno take us back. That's why we must re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown. He has fought for equal opportunity for black families and will continue to do so. Go to OhioVoterGuide.org and register by October 7th. Paid for by WinSenate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Fun rest of the season here on the Big 12 football field. I am Pete Mundo. We are Heartland College Sports. We appreciate you, as always, being a part of the show. It's going to be a fun week of football, by the way, as we have our first conference game of the year. How about that? We do this weekend. Now, as always, I like to give you my good, my bad, and my ugly. All right, we are 3-3 on the season with the picks. I'm Pete Mundo. Great to have you here. Heartland College Sports is, of course, where we are. Just to get right to it, I give you a bad bet, a lock, and an underdog every single week in this conference. And what that means is my lock is pretty obvious. My underdog is also pretty obvious. And my bad bet means I'm taking the other side. It means don't bet this pick. Bet the other side of this pick. So if the other side wins, that's a win for me. Went 2-1 last week on the picks. Should have been 3-0, but Cincinnati screwed me big time, blowing a 21-point lead. So thank you to Cincinnati for that. What a disaster that was. Oh, my goodness gracious. But you know what? I'm over it, I think. Clearly not. Whatever. Let's move on. All right. So let's start off with my underdog of the week. What do you say? My underdog of the week is Tulsa plus 19 against Oklahoma. Tulsa's at home. This is their Super Bowl. Oklahoma State now can have a good bounce back game. But remember, Oklahoma State is in this weird spot where they just want to get out of this game alive. They've got Utah and Kansas State coming up in back-to-back weeks. Those two games will decide how the Big 12 race plays out. Oklahoma State just needs to get out of this thing. Get out of Tulsa with a win. Pull the starters if you have to late. You're up a couple of touchdowns, whatever, move on. I don't care how ugly this game is. All Mike Gundy has to do is just win it. Doesn't matter what the score is. Last week, we saw this team obviously have to fight back against Arkansas. And while I'm not saying that team is going to show up, it did show some of the warts that Oklahoma State is trying to work through right now on both sides of the ball. And oh, by the way, Colin Oliver, your star pass rusher, is done for the season. So now you got to figure out that position. Now, Tulsa has been unimpressive, shall we say, to say the least. Tulsa's sitting there at 1-1 right now on the season out of the American. And you look at this team and you say, okay, beat Northwestern State 62-28, lost to Arkansas State 28-24. That's not a good sign. But you wonder how much they were caught looking ahead to this game this week. This is it. I mean, this is their Power Four game, and of course, it's against an in-state rival. So this is everything, right? And Oklahoma State has to know that this is everything. But Oklahoma State also has to realize that we've got Utah next week on Big Fox, 3 o'clock kickoff in Stillwater, in a game between two teams that think they should win the Big 12, and then we're going to Manhattan. So whatever it takes to get out of here with a win is what the Cowboys have to do. But I think you'll see a Tulsa team that's more motivated, far more motivated, and potentially more focused. And you've got an Oklahoma State team that is not really incentivized to try to run up any scores here. They don't need to. That's not what Mike Gundy really views these games as. And Tulsa's been good as of late against the spread. They're 2-1 against the spread in their last three against Oklahoma State, and they're 5-5 in their last 10 against the spread against Oklahoma State. So all in all, they've done a pretty darn good job in this game, and that's why I like them plus 19. I think that's a big number, and I believe that Tulsa's going to cover that number. My bet of the week, and maybe I'm a total fool and a sucker for this, but I'm going back to the well here. My bet is Miami of Ohio plus 3 against Cincinnati. That means I'm on Cincinnati minus 3 in this game. Cincinnati looked really good against Pittsburgh. And then, you know, the final 20 minutes happened. That can't happen again. You're on the road. It's a team that desperately wants to beat you. But Cincinnati proved that, you know, it's got an okay team. It's got a team that should not be blowing 20-point leads at home like it did last week. Hyper-focus. You're not going to overlook Miami of Ohio this week if you're Cincinnati based on what happened last week. It doesn't matter, right, what you have coming up after that. And by the way, they've got Houston coming up next week. So it's not like you're doing a look ahead to the Houston Cougars. No offense to Houston, but you're not doing that. So you just got to win this game. And you're only given 3 points. And I believe that Cincinnati's going to cover that 3 points. And I look at some of the betting trends in this game, and I said to myself, 68% of the tickets are on Miami, Ohio. But the line has moved a half a point to a point with Cincinnati. It opened up at 2.5. It's now at 3 or 3.5 in some places. Grab the 3, buy the half a point if you have to. But Cincinnati at minus 3 is the number I like. And what that tells me with the way that line is moving is that despite the fact that 68% of the overall tickets are on Cincinnati, well, guess what? The bigger money is going to be on the Bearcats. 68% of the money is on Miami, Ohio. The bigger money is on the Bearcats in this game. That's why it's driving the line towards Cincinnati minus the points. Just so you know what's actually happening here. And why that's happening, by the way, that matters as well. So give me Cincinnati minus the 3. I think they bounce back. They have to bounce back. They cannot be caught looking ahead. They won't be after how they blew that game. I got to imagine it's been a brutal practice this week from Scott Satterfield, who, by the way, if he blows this one, Satterfield's officially on the hot seat. So he needs this game as well as much as anybody, and he better have himself a performance as well. So look at that, too. The only thing that worries me a little bit, Miami, Ohio had a bye in week 2. So they've been sitting at home. But my belief is that they're going to be rusty. That's my thinking. They lost to Northwestern 13-6 in week 1, been sitting at home ever since. And they've got Notre Dame on the road next week. So, you know, they may be looking ahead just a hair to that game as well. Now, my lock. My lock of the week is West Virginia minus 2 at Pittsburgh. Now, I had West Virginia as my lock in week 1 against Penn State, and I lost that one. But in this game in particular, the Mountaineers are a 2-point favorite. And I just think West Virginia is much better than 2 points better than Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh had this big emotional comeback win last week. If there's anything that takes the sails out of a rivalry game for one side, it's Pittsburgh winning a game like it did last week against Cincinnati. And Pittsburgh looked awful for most of that game. West Virginia's good. This Mountaineers team is a good team. And I know it's a rivalry. I know they're on the road. But the Mountaineers, they've got to win this game. Neil Brown can't start 1-2 in conference play because then I know it's not Big 12 play until next week for this team, but you've got to win this game if you're Neil Brown. If you want to keep that forward momentum going from last season, especially with the way the Penn State game went, which was not pretty, you've got to go in and beat what I believe to be a pretty mediocre Pittsburgh team that does not have its top running back for the season, that, yes, had this big comeback, but might be a little hungover from the way they came back in that game while you were blowing out an FCS opponent last week at home. This is set up for West Virginia to take care of business on Saturday against the Pittsburgh Panthers. The line hasn't shifted a whole lot in this game. It opened up at 2.5. It came down to 2 in favor of the Mountaineers. And they might be trying to get you to get in on West Virginia in this spot. I don't see it as a sucker bet. I don't. I've been high on the Mountaineers. I think Penn State's a really good team, as much as they struggled in their game week two after beating the Mountaineers on the road. I think that it's not even close when it comes to talent on these two teams. And while it's on the road, I'm going to go with the road favorite as my lock of the week, West Virginia -2 at Pittsburgh. My picks are 3-3 on the year. Yes, in week two, I lost that horrible, horrible Cincinnati game. I had Cincinnati minus the points. It looked like a lock. And then, of course, you know, the fourth quarter happened. I also gave you last week Houston +29 against Oklahoma. That covered by a mile. And then I also gave you the over on the Iowa-Iowa State game at 36.5, and that came in at 39. So I hit those two. Cincinnati hosed me a 2-1 week after a 1-2 week in week one of the Big 12 football season. So we're sitting there right at the 500 mark, trying to get things rolling as we get into week three. I'm Pete Mundo on Heartland College Sports. Always great to have you here as a part of the show. Make sure you are subscribed to our forums. If you're not on there, it's a great way to be a part of what we're doing every single day at Heartland College Sports. We'd love to see you on there. The more interaction we have with you, the more fun. We get to know a lot of different fans from around Big 12 country through our Heartland College Sports forums, and that's why we want to make them free to keep building that community. Thank you to our radio affiliates, and thank you to you on the podcast. Leave that 5-star rating and review. We always appreciate you guys doing that as well. Enjoy the college football. We'll talk to you next week. Same time, same place. Have a great day.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Bernie Marino is looking out for himself, not us.
Marino is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Marino has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination.
One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by AFSCME People, AFSCMEPeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.